The first question, we used to bemoan the fact the average age of farmers was constantly creeping up, with none of the progeny wishing to take on the challenges of keeping the family farm going. That appears to be changing. What are your thoughts?
Oh, you know, it's a really good question. I mean, I think, unfortunately, the data would disagree. Like, it's really not changing, certainly at the rate we would like it to. 68% of farms in Canada have children involved who are not coming home. That's a pretty large number. I think we can all think of some really exciting successions or transitions happening locally from one generation to the next. But I think across the board, we are losing that next generation to some extent.
Moving on, then, mechanization is made for larger acreage farms, but it can also be a challenge to the bottom line, not only for cash croppers, but in sectors like dairy with robotics expenses and livestock with feed consumption. How have larger machinery costs impacted a farmer's bottom line?
I think it's like so many other things. One of the things that really jumps to mind is just that when we have that really large expenses, might eliminate that opportunity for some producers. And whenever we put that barrier up, they won't allow us to take on that technology. There might be a reduction in potential efficiency that we're taking on. If we can't have the latest and greatest in technology because it's so expensive, we're maybe not moving ahead at the rate that we'd like. There's some really, really exciting technology. I'd say there's opportunities to make that tech more accessible, hopefully, for some folks, but certainly that investment cost is a big challenge, absolutely a concern.
The other side of the coin is, what are some of the technological advances that have helped improve the bottom line?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on some of them, right? Anything that's going to help efficiency. So if we can remove some of that labor cost or even that burden on the operator, that's a huge potential opportunity. But I think the other overarching umbrella of technology that is really helping the bottom line would be really targeted technology. So stuff that would be allowing for really specific fine-tuned management. So thinking on the crop side, something like variable rate planting or fertilizer that would allow us to put some of our input costs, really apply them to where they're going to give us that higher return on investment. With dairy cattle as an example, a robotic milker relieves that labor challenge, but also allowing the farmer to manage each cow individually really just, again, allows them to put the money where there is that return on investment. If you have a fresh cow who's milking really well, she needs that extra energy, you can give it to her through the robot.
Now, you're a dairy forage specialist. How does what you do improve the bottom line?
Yeah, it depends on the farm that I work with. I get to work with a really wide array of farms across all of Eastern Canada. Well, actually across all of Canada some days. And I get to spend a lot of time thinking about how we can improve the bottom line. So that comes to two angles for me. The first angle is looking in the field. So how can we maximize our productivity in the field? How can we make more of a high value forage crop to feed those cattle? And so working with some farms, maybe that's just simply focusing on improving our yield. So maybe we are shortening our alfalfa rotation window a little bit to try and make sure every acre is productive, or we're switching up some of our genetics or managements to make sure that we're maximizing our corn silage. Or maybe we're looking at changing some of our practices to make sure that we are capturing all of that quality that we really need. It's one thing to plant the crop, but to make sure we harvest it at the right time is really important. And then on the flip side, it's how can we take that forage crop that we made and really set the cow up for success to make sure that she can capture everything she needs out of it. So it's almost a full circle. We work to harvest the crop, we feed it to the cow, the farmer, the nutritionist, and the cow herself will send the signal of, hey, this is actually what I need nutrient-wise, and we'll make those adjustments for the cropping year ahead and do it all over again in the spring. My niche is really narrow. It's very targeted, but it's something that's really fun. It's a neat opportunity to help dairy farmers improve their productivity and their animal well-being at the same time.
So thanks again, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it, Rick.